Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11, verse 32 through verse 40. Hebrews 11, 32 through 40. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword from weakness, were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They ran about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated. Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground, and all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us they should not be made perfect. Amen. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this morning. We can come together and worship you and pray to you and read your word together. We ask you, Holy Spirit, for your presence to come. And I ask you that you will strengthen us, bless us, God, and help us to live this day with you and near you, and to spend this time in prayer. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So chapter 11 of Hebrews is a very famous chapter, yeah? Chapter on faith and how different people throughout the Bible have conquered their situation and their circumstances through faith in God. And I just want to say, you know, faith by definition means that we don't know for certain that this promise or this thing that we're holding on to, we don't know 100% that that's going to happen or that that is true. You know, just like when we talk about God, we don't always know for sure. Like, we cannot prove the existence of God. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, we don't know 100% certain that God is there and that He is good and that He is with us and that His promises are true. Because if those things were 100% true, then it wouldn't take any faith. You know? It would just become a knowing. It would become a fact. Is this thing on? I think the battery died, actually. Check. It's okay. So I heard of an illustration one time, and this guy was trying to teach people about faith, and he had something in his hand, in his pocket, and he would ask the people, what do you think is in my pocket? And the people would, you know, say a few answers, and they wouldn't really know what it was. And then he pulled it out, and he held it in his hand, and he announced to the people, what I have in my hand is a guitar pick, and he asked the audience, did you believe, you know, that what I have in my hand is a guitar pick? And some said yes, some said no, and then this guy said, I will do something that will completely shatter your faith. And what he did was he opened his hand and he showed that he had a guitar pick in his hand. And his illustration was, once you know and see that I have a guitar pick in your hand, no longer is it faith for you to believe that I was holding a guitar pick in my hand. Now it's become something you know, it's a fact. But faith is something, you know, by definition, we don't know for a certain, we don't know 100% that it's going to be true. But we hold on to it, and we'll believe it, and that is what faith is. And this chapter talks about all these different people that have conquered and was victorious through their faith. I want to talk about just two different types of faith this morning. One faith, I believe, is the faith that conquers, that brings, I guess, victory and resurrection power. So if you read from verse 33 to 35, right, it talks about conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. So those are that's faith, the kind of faith that I guess invokes the power of God to perform miracles, you know, to give us victory and supernatural power of God. P-Sam Kim on Sunday shared about how faith increased inside of him, this defiant faith increased inside of him when he woke up with a back pain one time and he grabbed onto that sink and he started jumping and the back pain was gone. That's the kind of faith, you know, that brings about victory, miraculous power. When I first came to SP, I remember when we first had Eric Lehman, Pastor Sam's good friend, who's now a pastor in the States, and he came, I think, for a retreat one time, and he had a word of knowledge, and he asked people that had lactose intolerance to come up and get prayed for. And I remember going up, getting prayed for. This is on. Battery's full. It was on mute. But anyway, he asked for people to come up that had lactose intolerance, and I went up and I got prayed for, and you know, he had a word that I was gonna be healed, but it took a long time for me to be able to take those steps of faith. And people would encourage me. They would be like, yeah, you need to go drink a jug of milk now and have this milk chocolate and eat this pizza. So, you know, I took little steps of faith here and there. Sometimes I felt like I wasn't healed. Sometimes I would drink these things and I would feel like I have to go, you know, to the bathroom and I was bloated and all that stuff. But, you know, I kept taking those little steps of faith, and it took years and years. And I think Sean Smith prayed for me a few times, Pastor Sam prayed for me, other people prayed for my lactose intolerance. But now I think over time, I think I am healed. Like I will have anything now. Before, I used to be so stuck in fear. And I was like, no, I can't eat this, and I can't do this, and I can't eat that, because, you know, I was always bound by this fear of lactose products. But now, honestly, I can say, like, I'm not afraid to eat milk products. And I know that I am healed. And I haven't, you know, even when I was in the States, I was able to eat whatever I wanted to eat. And I, you know, it didn't bother me at all. So I think there was healing in that. And that's the kind of faith that brings about miraculous healing and miracles in our lives. And we just had youth group camp last weekend. And there are a lot of obstacles in the way. And Typhoon 3 was coming. And the campsite people told us, if Typhoon 3 comes before 3 o'clock, then we're going to have to cancel the camp. And we were like, man, what are we going to do? And we prayed, and I just felt like, you know, we should just go ahead with it. And we went ahead, and everything worked out, fell into place perfectly. And it was quite amazing. And, you know, that's the kind of faith, you know, that brings about these victories and these, like supernatural power, you know, that gives us victory. But the second kind of faith, I believe, is the faith that holds on to God's faithfulness and to God's goodness, even when things do not turn out the way we want it to. And that's the kind of faith he talks about in this latter half of the passage you read. So verse 35, women received back their dead by resurrection. And then he says, and others were tortured, not accepting their release in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others experienced mockings and scourgings, and yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn into, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, and being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised. And I think that's so interesting. In the last verse, it says, all these, having gained approval through their faith. So they gained approval from God because of their faith, but it says they did not receive what was promised to them. Because they were promised the Messiah, right? Their salvation as a people of Israel. And they held on to their faith, but they did not receive in their lifetime what was promised. But they held on to the fact that God is good and that God is faithful and that He will come through for them, that God was their salvation. And I think that's another type of faith that sometimes we, as a church, I think we can forget about that because we focus so much on God coming through and doing something miraculous and, you know, the year of the impossible. And all those things are great, and we are supposed to hold on to these things and have faith in God. But these people, you know, they suffered and they were put in difficult situations. And the challenge for them was, in the midst of their difficulty and suffering, to hold on to God and to hold on to the, to what God, I guess the revelation of God that God gave to these people. You know, because, you know, in the Old Testament, in Exodus, the first time God reveals Himself in His character and in His, we've learned this from Pete Sam, right? That's the first time He reveals Himself. He says, I'm butchering it, but He says, I am a good God and My loving kindness endures forever. My anger lasts for a moment, but My loving kindness and My goodness last for a lifetime. That's the way God revealed Himself. And the challenge for the people of Israel then was, throughout their sufferings, they were to hold on to this truth that God gave about Himself. No matter what happened, no matter what the circumstance was, they were to believe and hold on to the fact that God, Your anger lasts for a moment, but Your loving kindness endures forever. And you have chapters in Psalms where every other verse is His loving kindness endures forever. This and this happened, His loving kindness endures forever. This and this happened, His loving kindness endures forever. And I think that's the challenge for us, as well as to have faith to perform miracles and to walk out in faith and take those steps of faith. That's also a challenge. But another challenge is, you know, whatever circumstance we're in and whatever situation we're put in, to hold on to this, the way God's revealed Himself to us, that He is a good God, that His loving kindness endures forever, no matter what's happening. And I wrote this in my Bible. You know, we talk about the resurrection power. You know, there's a verse in Romans that says this, the same Spirit that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead is in us, and how we have that resurrection power inside of us as well. And I think the power of the Spirit that resurrected Christ is not just a power to release us from suffering and to bring us breakthrough, but also a power that empowers us to suffer like Jesus, the way He suffered on the cross when He, you know, gave Himself up for us. Because He had all the power to get out of His suffering, right? He had all this power to say, you know what, I'm just going to get out of the situation that I'm in, and I'm going to, angels come down, bring, get me out of this thing. But Jesus chose to endure the suffering because He knew that His suffering had a purpose. And I think in the same way, the Spirit of God that resides in us that gave resurrection power to Jesus is also the same kind of power that's going to empower us and help us to endure through a time of suffering. And I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want us to get into this mindset of God wants to bring us suffering. I mean, I hated that. That was what really made me not want to become a pastor and go into full-time ministry, this idea that God wants to bring bad things and negative things and miserable things into your life. That's what I'm trying to say. But the Spirit of God that resides inside of us is a power that helps us to endure and helps us to know that God is a good God, that His loving kindness endures forever, and to give us the joy and the excitement still in the midst of suffering to know that you know what, we can trust Him because He's a good God and He's got the best thing for us in the future, in His mind and in His plans. So, two things, yeah, faith to step out in faith and conquer, to second faith, to endure and to hold on to God's faithfulness and to hold on to the fact that God is good in the midst of difficulty. So let's close our eyes. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us and to just meditate upon Him for a bit. Our group prayer focus today. Grace Chuang emailed us yesterday, and she asked for us to pray for her. I think today they're gonna get rid of like the idols that are in her house and stuff. She used to be here in SP. Now she's in Taiwan, right, to be with her mom. And I think today's pastor is coming, and they're gonna get rid of the idols, and they're gonna pray for the house and stuff. So she asked for prayer. So let's pray for her today. And let's also pray for our Fujian mission team. They just left yesterday. Let's pray for God's safety. I know they're traveling a lot. They're taking trains and stuff. So just pray for God's protection. And also the Mongolia team, Grace and Bonnie, Jimmy, Stuart, Matt's on that trip. So let's cover them and ask the Lord to bless them and watch over them. So for those three things, let's pray together and then I'll close. God, I thank you, Lord, for today. We just we lift up Grace to you. We ask you for your mercy upon her. We ask you to strengthen her, God. Lord, you alone are God, and God, you want to bring victory into her life, God, and into the life of her family members. We ask you to watch over them, and especially today, God, as they get rid of the idols and stuff. I pray for just a real anointing upon the pastor and upon Grace as they pray for their household, and I pray for Grace especially that you will strengthen her when she is weary, that she will be able to lay down her burdens at your feet and be her comfort, God. I ask you for to bless the Fujian trip, be with John and Almin, God, as they lead this trip, and I pray that they'll have a wonderful time in China, ministering to the orphans. We ask you also for the Mongolia team, God, that you will bless them and keep them and help them to get there safely. And when they get there, I pray, Father, for just the love of the Father to flow through them as they minister to people there. And we thank you for giving us this morning to pray. And we praise you for who you are, God. Thank you, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. So God bless you guys. Have a great day today.